guess what? It's time for the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Hi there, Josh Rollerson, the host of Morning Edition on Pittsburgh's NPR news station. So very glad you've chosen to join us for this weekly rundown of all the exciting things happening in the Pittsburgh area this weekend. We do this every week. Rachel Carlson is our senior fun correspondent. Of course, her day job is working for Yelp Pittsburgh, and in both capacities, it's her job to always be up to speed on what's going on to help you make your plans accordingly. Rachel, welcome back. It's great to see you.
Good to see you, too. I think I'm going to take that for my signature. Well, I don't want
put it on your business card.
It sounds
legit, right?
Someone I thought had on their business card I saw once their signature Captain of Cool, and I really liked
nice.
That.
Nice. That's pretty good.
I know.
I got to think that's like a difficult academy to get into, the cool, whatever. Academic institution certifies that rank.
But what is that? You know what I mean? Because some people could say like hipsters and the cool kids, or like the fashionistas, or the tech people, because could be the cool kids because they know what's going on. Like, who knows now?
We're getting really philosophical really early in this podcast.
I'm sorry. Gosh.
Let's just talk
about food.
All right. And that sounds a little more my speed. What do you got?
So we have the Pittsburgh Zoo Summer Safari, and okay. That is obviously at the Pittsburgh Zoo. I love these things because it's obviously going to a good cause, but it's a good excuse to donate to a good cause because you get to come to an event after hours.
You get to kill and eat your own food at the zoo, right?
No.
No.
Sorry.
Something else.
No.
Different kind of safari.
Yes.
Got it.
I think you're thinking of another safari. This one is just light hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
A nice evening at the zoo. You can mix and mingle with your furry friends.
If I wanted to eat a monkey, where would I go for that?
Oh, my gosh. I think that's illegal.
It probably should be.
Yeah. So the Pittsburgh Zoo Summer Safari is a really great event just because, and this is totally selfish talking, they have a ton of really good food. So they've lined up a lot of really good food vendors for this one. So you really get your donation. I want to say not money's worth because it's donation to the zoo, but
right.
You really get your money's worth. They're going to have Six Pound Kitchen. They're going to have Aladdin's, Donato's. They're going to be having a ton of Breadworks. I mean, you can really just go all out. And it's a great time to kind of sample and pick and choose what you may not have been to in the Pittsburgh area before, too. So it's really cool that way. And plus, you get to see your furry friends. So.
Great.
I really enjoy that one.
What's your favorite animal at the zoo, Rachel?
Oh, gosh, my favorite animal. I really love the meerkats. I just think they are the most adorable things ever, probably because they have cats in the title because I'm a crazy cat lady, but they're just adorable.
They're not cats at all, are they? Are they related to cats somehow?
I don't know. That's something to research. I mean, they kind of... No, I don't know. I can't really see any similarities other than they're both adorable.
All right. Well, this is outside of your beat as fun correspondent.
What's yours?
I'm partial to the sea lions, right?
That's a good
one. Is
that
sea lion like in the big tank where they flip around? And, yeah.
That's a good one.
So they're always fun. They're always up to something. Like, everybody loves the polar bear, but, you know, he may or may not actually be out doing anything.
And they're like, a little lazy. Like, the sea lions are always active.
It was like, you can't blame them. It's July.
Yeah.
But, the sea lions, they always put on a show. They always seem happy to see you.
They're really, really a good entertainer. And I shook a paw once at SeaWorld.
Really?
Yeah, when SeaWorld was,
a sea lion paw or?
Yeah, sea lion paw.
Nice.
Brought up in the front and it was amazing. So, yeah, get close and personal with your furry friends at the zoo.
Very good.
And then... sliding right into the next event, Tar and Feather 2014.
Nice segue.
So this is one of the best events, I think, of the summer. It's at Wiggle Whiskey, and you can't really go wrong with Wiggle Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they do is they get all of these different nonprofits in the Pittsburgh area to come out and do a different activity. And then it's going to be tar and feathering. So they've had, I think the Mattress Factory did like a... they threw feathers on you or something. At one point, they had just like a room you could walk through and they threw stuff at you. And then they had the Attack Theater did like this tossing game that was super popular. I don't know. We were busy. So with us, we do tattoos. We do temporary tattoos. So we did glitter tattoos last year and they were amazing. Some guy had me do a Mike Tyson glitter tattoo on his face. We do
wait,
not
like the Mike Tyson design that he has, not like a picture of Mike Tyson in glitter.
No, not
because
Mike Tyson
that would be badass.
Yeah, no, say. No, we're talking about the Mike Tyson tattoo.
That's pretty
here.
Cool. Either
yeah,
way,
it's I pretty. Say. I mean, and he was a cool guy.
Is that a stencil you can download, or do you just know? Can you just do that shape by heart?
There was something that was kind of sort of a little bit similar stencil wise, and he was like, "I want that." Nice. I think he had a good amount of whiskey.
It's possible.
But that makes you bolder.
Adults and face painting don't often go together, but I think whiskey maybe is the missing ingredient.
Our booth was packed last year.
I can imagine it. I believe you.
It was amazing. And so obviously we don't raise any money in the sense of getting money for a nonprofit, but you can vote for the other people doing really cool stuff. And then whoever gets the vote, most votes, wins the money that people are donating towards.
But like the tarring and feathering, this is some kind of safe alternative. Okay, because that's pretty rough going, right? Like
I think the
real thing
sense,
is pretty bad for you.
A literal sense, but this is the fun: drinking booze, getting messy, having fun, eating. There'll be food trucks there, so
it's some safe organic alternative to tar.
Yes, organic alternative to tar, and it's free on Friday.
There you go.
So you can head down to Wiggle Whiskey 6 to 9 and get your tar and feather on safely.
Nice.
And then on Saturday, if you don't have too much whiskey, you could get up at 6 a.m.
Or if you did.
And you want to detox, the One World Yoga Fest.
Nice.
So last year we were there. This year we'll be there again with the Yelp booth giving away some fun prizes, water bottles, and we have sunscreen. So if you need to get sunscreened up, you can stop by our booth. But One World Yoga Fest is really great because there are these classes that you can take all day long from experts all over the Pittsburgh area in yoga. They have a little bit of Pilates mixed in, but it's really great. And it's only $35. You just register online and you get to go to all these classes.
Not bad.
Namaste.
My wife used to be a yoga teacher, and she always used to tell me you got to retox to detox.
Okay.
So there you go.
I like that.
So
I like her.
Do the whiskey thing and then detox.
Is there, I
you
think
gotta do it in the right order.
A really good segue too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can hang out, do some yoga, check out some great healthy booths along the way that'll be there, and hopefully maybe find a home yoga studio you enjoy after this.
Do you have one?
I do, actually.
Where do you go?
I go to South Hills Power Yoga. I really thought that I was not a hot yoga person. I hate being hot. It's the worst thing ever. I'd rather be cold and put on layers. But I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, but it's a real workout. I feel like.
You do yoga?
Not lately. I'm pretty delinquent. But way back when I used to do it, like that was what I started with, was hot yoga. And for years, I thought that's what yoga was. And I took a regular like hatha yoga class at room temperature.
You're like why am I not sweating like a...
Yeah, like I just feel sort of vaguely relaxed. I don't feel like I've just, you know, run 15 miles, which is what apparently I expect in a workout. But
I've noticed that when I come home from the gym versus coming home from yoga, the grossness factor of coming home from the gym and sweating is way different than I feel the refreshing side of after you sweat it out.
Hot yoga is disgusting. It is a sweat-soaked nightmare.
I don't even want to talk about – I don't like
the towels, the clothes.
Yeah. No. I can't stand next to some people because I can't look at that. But it's okay. I sweat too. So maybe some people want to avoid
it. Did I mention I don't go to yoga very much anymore?
Well, avoid it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to look at really sweaty people. But it's a really great way to get the toxins out. And namaste.
This will be the nice smelling, clean.
It's outside.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
The One World Yoga Fest is outside.
Yeah,
so
the heat will be incidental just because it's July.
Yes. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
So then the last one I have on Saturday night is Jam on Walnut. So this is something they do monthly, and it's just a fun time out in Shadyside. So if you're around the area or maybe haven't been in a while, this is a fun thing to do because they have live bands. So they'll have Denora there on Saturday, which is always a fun band to see. And then they bring out the shops bring out different things at different times in terms of sale items or just sidewalk sales. So it's a really fun party.
Cool.
All right. It's free too.
That's the magic word.
Yeah.
All right. Well, details on all of these, as always, at yelp.com. and on WESA.FM, where you can find this podcast every week. Rachel Carlson from Yelp, thanks again for dropping by.
Have a great weekend.
And we hope your weekend is nothing short of superb. We're so glad you've joined us for this week's podcast and hope you'll do the same next week as we bring you up to speed on everything happening on the Social Club podcast. You can find it on the iTunes store. You can follow Rachel at Yelp Pittsburgh and follow me at WESA Josh. You'll find much more, not just on fun things to do, but all of the local and regional news headlines from 90.5 WESA by following 905 WESA. Hey, we could do this all day. I could just spout Twitter handles at you, but our time is up. We'll talk to you again next week.